Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. Jesus commanded us to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything that we have need of will be provided to us. So we endeavor to bring you the knowledge of Jesus' kingdom so that you can obtain everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. And so today I want to welcome Minister Juanita Harris to the Voice of Destiny Show, who is a tremendous woman of God. She's a tremendous counselor, a tremendous teacher, and she happens to be my favorite sister-in-law, because she's not only my sister-in-law, she's like my mother-in-law that has nurtured me and my wife over the years. And I've turned to Juanita many times to get her insight and her ideas and her feelings about the matters that pertain to our family life and our relationship, because there's such wisdom that's resident in her that I wanted to share this wisdom and this counsel with you, our listeners here at Voice of Destiny. Welcome, Juanita, to the Voice of Destiny Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. Blessed and blessed and blessed.
Praise
God. And Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. You too. Well, I'm looking forward to this conversation because I believe this year is a year that is full of incredible possibilities, but we have to maximize the resources that God has given us. And one of those resources for accomplishing purpose is relationships. Can you tell me the story that God's given you that over the years concerning marriage and relationships? Through your marriage journey that you have walked through, the beginning of it and the ending of it, what is the great story that you feel that you have received from God through this journey that he's walked you through?
Well, for one thing, at the beginning of my marriage to Richard, which was back in 1964,
wow.
1965, we were married in 1965, we got to know each other. And one of the things, the foundation was that we loved each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a contractual relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
him bringing his business and me bringing my business and, you know, growing a great empire.
Mm-hmm.
We came together to be a family. And family was most important, and we had extended family. We both actually left mother and father to become one.
Wow.
And God worked that out because we were in the military, and we were moved every 3 years. So our family were the two of us and our children.
Wow.
For most our married life, family was nowhere close. So
wow.
We did become one.
Wow.
And
so
we
home.
Both came. Yes.
So home was wherever you guys were.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. And we needed to be one. We needed to be a unit because we were the only ones.
Wow.
So
wow.
that. You know, as the song says, you know, as I look back over my life, I
mm-hmm.
can see the plan that God had in motion, a plan
mm-hmm.
to separate both of us from our families in such a way that we had to grow together. I had to learn Richard's ways, and he had to learn my ways,
mm-hmm.
and together we came up with our ways.
Mm. Mm.
And I heard a little bit of your previous broadcast and how you said your family is confrontational, and
mm-hmm.
I know our family is not. Absolutely
yeah.
not. I'm
no, we had to
run.
Learn our way. We had to learn our way because
exactly.
that's who I was, you know, and that's who Millie yes. was. And but we had to find our way in God, how God wanted us to be and how we needed to relate to each other. So that was very, very important that we learned the new culture that was created. It wasn't just him. It wasn't just her. It was the hour now, which Jesus referred to as the state of oneness, which many people are striving for, and all kinds of people, sinners and saints, are all striving for that incredible state of being that is called oneness that you were describing, that you and Richard experienced in that process of leaving your mother and your father. That place of oneness is really important that we, as a kingdom citizen, we understand in kingdom culture that we need to enter into that place and get the full benefit of it. So why does it matter? You know, tell me, Juanita, why does marriage matter?
Well, it matters because as you bring two people together and
mm-hmm.
our families are, you know, in some areas are always left of center about
mm-hmm.
something,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
whether it be how we deal with money or how we deal with people, relationships,
mm-hmm.
we're usually left of center in some area. And mm. so when we come together, and if the two people realize that, well, I can't have a relationship with you the way my family related, and actually I didn't really like that
mm.
as I was growing up in family. I didn't really like that. So I, you know, I have an opportunity with this person to make a new way to do things.
Wow.
Some of us didn't like the fact that, you know, well, you know, the punishments that were made
mm-hmm.
to the children or
mm-hmm.
or how we were spoken to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in our family, this is a way to begin anew. This is a way to, I'm going to raise my children like this. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ensure my children are educated in this area. And
mm-hmm.
prayerfully, it's a better area. And
mm-hmm.
it's not out of a hatred or an anger. It's out
mm-hmm.
of a desire to have a better family dynamic going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you have to because
like
you have to be, you absolutely have to begin to mediate that new approach because, again, you've created a new entity. It's not just your family or my family. There's a new family that was created out of this hybrid of the two, and we must consider the strengths and the limitation of the two. Let's take a break right here, and let's come back and continue to talk about the element of oneness in marriage relationship that God created. It's a phenomenon. It's not just an agreement. We have a contract, a lease agreement, you know, but we have a covenant relationship that creates something that never, ever existed before. We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host, Dr. I'm Daniel Haupt, and we are talking about relationship strategies to maximize our potential in this new year. And one of the most dynamic relationship arrangements that's in the kingdom is the relationship between a man and a woman as a husband and a wife. Adam prophetically said that a man shall leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife. And what did Adam know about it? Because he didn't have a mother and father. He was Kyle XY. But he had a prophetic unction, insight, a revelation that there was going to be an entity called a husband and a wife that caused a man to abandon that which was his self. He had to leave himself and cleave to another. And our self is our family. When we're unattached, when we're single, who we are is what our family is. But we leave that self to form a new self that is called a state of oneness. This is what Jesus talked about when he was dealing with the issue of divorce. You know, he talked about the fact he wasn't grieving over the legal transaction of divorce. He was grieving over the fact that the oneness, the entity of oneness, was going to be broken. And you were talking about that, Juanita, when we were discussing it, when we were talking earlier about how something, you know, Richard, you know, your circumstances actually forced you guys and facilitated you guys entering into a state of being that God had ordained for marriage, which was oneness. How did you guys sit down and say, well, look, we're going to be one, or just God just used the elements of all your situation? Did it just happen overnight? Was it normal, a normal, easy process for you to become that one person, or did you have to put some work in it?
Oh, my gosh. The work. That's a key word, work. Mm-hmm. Yes, work. I mean, unless you are two perfect people in some form or fashion, or
no
you,
such
you
thing.
Come together and you're absolutely, you both have absolutely the mm-hmm. same personalities.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't met these people in my lifetime, but
mm-hmm.
most of us have to work at it. And no, we didn't sit down. I was very young. I didn't even know how to communicate, what I needed to do. I had to mm-hmm. really focus on, this is the person I'm married to.
Mm-hmm.
We have this relationship that, you know, divorce is not an option,
mm-hmm.
but working out our issues was the way to go, always the mm-hmm. way to go. And the person that I loved was a person who wanted to work out issues and concerns, because we wanted to live at peace with each other. You know, we didn't want to live on a battlefield. We didn't want mm-hmm. to live speaking negatively to each other. That's mm-hmm. not what we signed up for. So we worked at it. We both worked at it. And sometimes there were times when I told him, well, you work at it, because I'm tired of working. So you work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the
revelation.
But I think the revelation. Yeah, I think the revelation behind that is Jesus said, he didn't say the two were one. He said the two will become one. And so Jesus understood that it was going to be a process, that growing up into this state of being where you are no longer you and I'm no longer me, but we are us, that it was going to be a process in which we would grow. Potential for oneness was there, was created through the conception of the marriage. When we made those covenant words, something supernatural happened. But we have to become one. And it takes some effort and some work. Let me read the scripture exactly as it's recorded in Matthew 19:4-6. Haven't you read, he replied, that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female, two separate entities, and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will. It didn't say they were. It says W-I-L, become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. This oneness is literally a miracle, because some people get married with neither and they're roommates. You know?
Yeah.
They're not one.
Right.
They're roommates. And so this is an incredible process of you coming into that state. I just always thought it was beautiful when I would be at you and Richard's house, you know, and I could see you guys negotiating the state of oneness. And I was like, wow, they're like us. You know, and it was good to see that, you know, because we had to learn that it was a process of becoming one. It wasn't automatic. It's something that you had to work at daily and consistently in order for us to realize what God wants us to be in the full nature of that state of oneness. So tell me, you know, when did it hit you that it was something that you really were going to have to fix, that you were going to have to walk in?
Wow. Oh.
You know what, we're going to take a destiny break, and I'm going to let you think about that one, because people don't actually, a lot of times they don't meet the real person that they married to, the person they were engaged to. They meet their representative. They don't meet the real person until they get married and, you know, people aren't putting on the airs anymore. This is who I is, you know. When we get into that process of becoming one, it has to dawn on you, oh, that's who they really are, not who I thought they were. Let's take a break right here and come back and talk about this incredible process that all of us have to go through.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at YICenter.com. That's YICenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. And I'm talking with ministry counselor Juanita Harris, who is a gifted motivational speaker and lecturer that has had a tremendous, rich experience in marriage. Juanita, you were married. How many years were you and Richard married before he went to be with the Lord?
We were married 41 years before he went home to be with the Lord.
Wow. 41 years. Woo.
41 years.
And so when did it dawn on me?
I think it dawned on me actually early in our marriage. It dawned on me that, you know, there were things we would have to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before I was saved. I wasn't saved. But, you know, God knew who he had and who he would have even more in the future. So a little at a time in different areas. Like you said, it was a process, you know. It's like putting together a beautiful fine car, you know. You drop the engine in and you discuss finances and also figuring out that he was this way and I was this way. He was this way about money. I was a saver. He was a spender. So instead of trying to make him who I was, I had to function in my area to do what I was the right thing to do, and he appreciated it. And when I said to him one day, "Well, we need to save money," and he asked me why, I had a huge
that
gap.
Was insightful.
We just had a huge gap that. Understand why we needed to save money. So, you know, my expectation should not have been for him to save money because he had no idea why we should save money. But over the years, he learned why, because I saved the money, and when we needed saved money, it was available. But I had to learn that he's the spender and I'm the keeper. And not try to get to be the keeper. That wasn't him.
And so did you guys have to create boundaries to allow that to happen, to give one another license to be who you were? Did you, like, you know, is that something that you learned you had to do, to set those boundaries and give establish treaties to keep the peace? Because I can see conflict coming from that, being different.
Absolutely. The boundaries were that I would not be the spender,
mm-hmm.
and he would see the value in my not spending and not and my mm-hmm. saving, mm-hmm. you know, and then not become this name calling. Oh, you're stingy. You're selfish. Mm-hmm. You're, you know, you mm-hmm. you know the negative names for people who keep their mm-hmm. money.
Yeah.
And and I had to find the value in. He made my life richer by the gifts he gave me mm-hmm. and his children.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
his generosity,
mm-hmm.
I had to find the value in that.
Wow,
and
that's
and not
powerful.
So quickly. Absolutely.
Wow. So his motive wasn't just to be reckless. He had a generosity motivation behind
yes.
the way he related to money, and you had a wisdom of temperance and how you related to money, and to begin to see one another and understand how God wired the one and the other and celebrate the oneness, because you know what? You both needed each other.
Right, exactly.
You both needed one another to be that one
yeah.
entity that God had in mind. And so that's,
right.
wow, that really takes the integrity of love flowing one towards another. Wow. Wow.
And then God had a reason for that too. I would have been the one that, you know, the people with the 10 talents, I would have been the one
mm-hmm.
hiding it under the mattress
mm-hmm.
and saying,
yep.
you know, that's a good place for it. But
mm-hmm.
Richard is the one that would say, oh no, let's go out and invest it. And do things with it. You know, I mean, he was the entrepreneur. He was the one
mm-hmm.
that liked to start and take chances with businesses, and I'm the one that was
mm-hmm.
like,
so, and I love that Richard always had some new technology piece. Every time we come to visit, you know, I remember
yeah.
Richard said, let's start the car up, and he was in the house. This is before it was common that people had keys, and I was like, well, how are you going to warm the car up when you're in the house, you know? But Richard was a technology
yeah.
guy, and it was just exciting. Like I said, I used to love to sit back and watch the two of you negotiating your oneness and what it came out to be, because it wasn't Juanita having her way. It wasn't Richard having his way. It was you guys developing a way that made you guys
yes.
who you were. And so I thought that was really, really special for us, me and Millie, to grow up looking and seeing you guys model that. Now, we're down to the last couple of minutes of the show, but I want us to go into the next show talking about the power of covenant marriage. But your covenant marriage didn't start off in Christ. In fact, there was a period where you were in Christ and he was not in Christ. And I think that believers who are attached to someone that don't have that devotion to God yet need to know the wisdom of building of covenant marriage and maintaining a marriage and being in a marriage when someone else has not come into the level of faith that you have. And I think this is really the story of how he came to the Lord is just incredible. But we're gonna end of the show here with that in mind and have a little teaser for those of you that are standing a believer for your mate to come to the Lord. The story and the wisdom that Juanita is going to share with you is going to be a revolutionary in how you're going to be able to reacquire your peace and to inspire your mate to want the things that are of God. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us again. Remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has made for you. Voice of Destiny is available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. That is voiceofdestinyonline.com. This is a year of tremendous opportunities for us and our families. And this story of Juanita, I believe, is going to help a lot of us live our lives and our marriage north of average. God bless.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Hoff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.